Then let's talk about the winning book.
There isn't much to say. Do you want me to tell you what it's about?
I'd be delighted.
It begins in Santa Barbara, a town near the Andes in the south of Chile. It's a horrible place, or at least that's how I see it. Nothing like these charming Mexican villages. But there's one thing that gives it class. The houses are all built of wood. I have to confess that I've never been there, but this is how I imagine it. Wooden houses in every shade of brown, unpaved streets, non-existent sidewalks, or actually rickety wooden ramps like in Westerns, so that when it rains, mud isn't tracked inside. It's in this nightmarish, hellish Santa Barbara that the story begins. To be precise, it begins at the Potato Academy, a kind of three-story grain shed with an iron weathered vane on the roof. Probably the bleakest building on Calle Galvarino, and one of the many secret faculties of the unknown university that are scattered around the world.
Truly fascinating. Tell me more.
On the first floor, there are just two rooms. One of them is so huge that tractors used to be kept there. The other is tiny, tucked away in a corner. In the big room, there are tables, chairs, filing cabinets, even sleeping bags and mattresses. Tacked to the walls are posters and drawings of different kinds of tubers. The small room is empty. It's a room with a floor, a ceiling, wooden walls, not old wood from when the grain shed was built, but new wood, neatly cut and polished, nearly jet black. I'm not boring you, am I?
No, go on, go on. This is a nice break for me. You wouldn't believe all the interviews I had in Mexico City this morning. They work us like slaves at the paper.
All right. On the second floor, reached by stairs without a handrail, there are two more rooms, each of the same size. In one of them, there are a few mismatched chairs, a desk, a blackboard, and other items that give the room the vague feel of a classroom. In the other room, there's nothing but rusty old farm equipment. Finally, on the third floor, which is reached from the tool room, we find a ham radio set and a profusion of maps scattered on the floor, a small FM transmitter, some semi-professional recording equipment, a set of Japanese amplifiers, etc. I say etc. because anything that I haven't mentioned either isn't important or else will be described later in full detail.
My dear friend, the suspense is killing me.
Spare me the ironic commentary. As I was saying, the third floor, which is actually a huge single attic room, is scattered with all of these modern or quasi-modern communication devices. The ham radio set is the only surviving piece of a collection of equipment that the academy once used for teaching purposes, but that had to be sold due to general neglect by the UU and because the caretaker needed to eat. The room is a complete mess. It looks as if no one has bothered to sweep or mop for months. There are a couple of windows with wooden shutters, too few for the size of the room. From the eastward-facing one, you see the mountains. From the other, the view is of an endless forest and the beginning or the end of a path.
An idyllic landscape.
Idyllic or terrifying, depending how you look at it. The academy is surrounded by a yard. In the old days, it was full of carts and trucks. Now the only vehicle in the yard is a BMX bike belonging to the caretaker. A man in his 60s. He's a health nut, hence the bicycle. Around the yard is a wooden and wire fence. There are only two entrances. The main gate is big and heavy, and on the front of it is a yellowish metal sign stamped with black letters reading, Potato Academy, Elementary Research 3. And beneath, in tiny print, the street name and number, 800 Galvarino. The other door is in what a normal visitor would call the backyard. This door is small, and instead of opening onto the street, it leads into a vacant lot and beyond to the woods and the path.
The same path you can see from the attic?
Yes, the tail end of it.
It must be nice to live in an attic, even a tiny one.
I lived in a rooftop room for centuries. I don't recommend it.
I didn't say a rooftop room. I said an attic.
Same thing. The view is the same. A view of the gallows, but with depth, with sunrises and sunsets,